The Sales and College Place, two teams that are covered all year long on the airwaves by Two Hearts Communications. So all our listeners are going to be rooting for either the Irish or the Hawks tonight on the air. And it was a very exciting girls' half of this doubleheader. Lady Irish win it 48-44 as we checked with the official book during that last timeout. And that was a three in the fourth quarter by Morgan Thomas. So the freshman actually finished with 15 points. But now we're talking boys basketball. College Place's boys under head coach Paul Jessup come in with a 3-3 record. Their win-loss, win-loss, win-loss this season. Beat Dayton-Waitsburg, lost to Walla Walla Valley Academy, won on the road at Highland, lost to Columbia Burbank in a very high-scoring game, 85-76. Beat Walla Walla Valley Academy in their rematch, 54-52 last Thursday. That was a week ago. And then traveled to Warden. And Warden's got some good basketball teams, their girls team and their boys team. They lost on the road to Warden 80-62. So a lot of high point totals, win or lose, in Hawks basketball games under Coach Jessup. They've got a lot of height. Joel Jamison at 6'8" will be one of the tallest, if not the tallest player the Irish match up with this year. And he came out and started warm-ups with a two-handed dunk. And he's a very athletic player, and he'll be tough for the Irish to contend with. Their tallest player, Matt Needham, is 6'4". As I look at the College Place roster from top to bottom, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 seniors are on the roster, as provided by Max Preps. DeSales has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 seniors. Actually, 4 seniors, not 6, as a couple of guys have not in uniform tonight for the Irish. So we're going to take one more break. When we come back, we'll have the starting lineups and the opening tip-off on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Did you know that the first air conditioner was not created for cooling purposes? It was actually designed to control humidity. Air conditioners have come a long way since then, and they do so much more. The latest Carrier systems not only regulate moisture, they also keep you comfortably cool and improve indoor air quality. If you're in the market for a new air conditioner, ask the team at Grassy Refrigeration for their advanced options from Carrier. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
Losing a pet to injury, illness, or age can be a very emotional experience. Grief is a normal part of a loss of any bond as deep as those we share with our pets. The Washington State University College of Veterinary Medicine offers phone assistance for people dealing with such a loss. The Veterinary College's hotline number is 509-335-5704. That's 335-5704. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
We're back for a look at the starting lineups. First for College Place, the boys starters, as announced by Paul Jessup, will be Reagan Case, a 5'11" senior. Colton Hamada, 5'9" sophomore. Colton went to Assumption School, an opportunity to be one of his teachers. Colton has been very solid. His last two games, 10-17 points. Braden Hill, a 6'2" senior. Jackson Shoemate, a 6'1" senior. And Joel Jamison, a 6'8" senior. He had 15 when these teams met last year in the Christmas tournament. The Irish won that game last year, 62-55. Jamison had 17 points against Wava last Thursday and 11 points and 12 rebounds. A double-double at Warden in a losing effort. He's a very talented player. For DeSales, the Irish boys lost their first two games, Asotin and Liberty Christian, then won at Pomeroy, won a league game at home against Columbia Burbank last weekend, and then lost to Tri-City Prep 51-45 last Saturday. So they'll try to get their record to 500, just like the Lady Irish did. College Place boys at 3-3 will try to get above 500 under head coach Paul Jessup. So the Hawks versus the Irish The announcements of the starting lineups have been completed. I gave you the college play starters. Here are the Irish starters. Andrew Leifert, a 6'1 junior, will start. Coy Frucci, a 6-foot junior. Bobby Holtzinger, 6'2 senior, will start. Tim Warden, a 6'3 senior, will start. And Frankie Warden, a 5'11 sophomore, will start. So Warden and Holtzinger, two seniors. Frucci and Leifert, two juniors. And a sophomore, Frankie Warden. The Hawks have 3-4 seniors and a sophomore, Hamada, starting. And Jamison controls the tip easily. And Colton Hamada will bring it into front court. Gets it right wing to Jackson Shoemate. Shoemate outside the arc, deep to Hill. Irish in a 2-3 zone in the corner to Jamison. Cross court pass to Hamada. Hamada will fire a deep three over Warden. Off the iron, won't go. Long rebound goes into backcourt. Hamada will run it down. Colton bringing it into front court pass, left wing now to Case. Right wing pass deep to Shoemate. He'll fire a long three and he hits it. Boy, bombs away. Fire at will by the Hawks. Hamada and Shoemate take long threes well beyond the arc. Irish with a quick fast break the other way. Leifert gets it to Warden, and Frankie's shot is blocked, but a foul is called on Reagan Case. College Place will fire up the three, and they've got a nice combination. They've got Jamison at 6'8". You try to keep the ball away from him, and the College Place outside shooters are left open, and they're willing to back up and take it from deep. 3-1 now the score as Frankie Warden hits the free throw. So Jackson Shoemate, deep three, and Warden hits both free throws. Well, all the scoring has been done by redheads so far. Shoemate, redheaded. Warden, Frankie, redheaded. There's an air ball three from the corner taken by, I think it was Chase. It goes right to Frankie Warden, who can't handle it, goes out of bounds. Those air balls are sometimes very hard to rebound because you're ready for it to hit the rim, and it gets on you too soon. They get it to Case on the left corner on the inbound play. He misses a three. Jamison saves a long rebound, diving to the floor at half court, gets it to Shoemate. Back to Jamison, goes up strong over at Warden. Shot won't go, backboard, nothing else. Rebound, Leifert. Leifert ahead to Holtzinger. 3-2. Hawks lead it out to Leifert, deep three. Nicks the rim, won't go. Rebound, Hill. Hill, quick outlet to Case. Case, the other way, gets by Leifert and lays it in. Andrew went for the steal on the pass up the wing, and that left Case wide open for the lay-in. Frucci into front court. His pass stolen by Shoemate. Saves it right off the leg of Case to Warden. To Warden. That's Frankie to Timmy. Now Holtzinger with it. He'll drive the basket, and he's fouled. College Place players and fans don't like that call, and it's on Jamison. Jamison asking the other official, Ryan Van Dyke, what's going on there? Ryan Van Dyke, Tom Byers, and I do not know the name of the third official. Bobby Holtzinger will shoot two free throws. First one rolls in. So DeSales, similar to the ladies and the girls side of things, scoring a lot of points from the free throw line. All the DeSales points from the line so far. Bobby hits it. Irish down 5-3. Very good crowd on hand. Bobby hits them both. 5-4 College Place. Inbound to Hamada. To half court to Case. Case quickly down to Jamison the other way. Shot partially blocked. Leaves it short. Warden with it. And then Case tries to strip him, but he falls out of bounds with it. So Timmy Warden at 6'3 challenged Jamison. Jamison couldn't finish. Irish inbound against College Place pressure. They want up tempo. Get a lot of shots up. Frucci loses the ball as he comes across half court. Hamada's got it. Hamada's wild pass stolen by Holtzinger. Now Leifert has it in between the circles. Back to Holtzinger. Drives in from the left wing and lays it in. Irish have scored four in a row and lead 6-5. Now Holtzinger steals the inbound and tries to save it. He will. A high bounce off the floor. Frucci's got it, and he's fouled. So Bobby tipped the inbound pass, hustled to the corner, saved it, and he was losing his balance out of bounds, and the old turnaround try to slam it off a player. Well, he didn't hit anybody. It bounced up high. Frucci got it, and then he got fouled. They get down low to Warden. Can't hit the shot against Jamison. Gets his own rebound, misses again. Rebound this time by Hill. Hill gets it to Jamison, now to Hamada. Swing it over to Hill. Right corner to Case, to Hill. Leifert on Hill. in the top of that zone. Now they get the high post to Case. Ball slapped away, gets it back, puts it in. Reagan Case has 4 points. Hawks lead at 7-6. Irish break the press to Frucci. Ahead to Warden. Shoemate's back. Timmy Warden passes for Frankie Warden, but it's stolen by Jamison. Ahead to Hamada. Hamada will fire a quick three. It's off the iron, won't go. A long rebound goes back to Hamada. Goes baseline, gives it to Shoemate down low. Ball's loose, gets it to Hill. Hill, turnaround jumper is good on the baseline. The Hawks up 9-6. They like the up-tempo. It is obvious. I figured they did because of the high-scoring games they've been in. Hamada with a steal, but he stepped on the sideline in front of the Irish student section. Big crowd in the gym. It's full. Nice to see. 9-6 college plays, 4:59 to go in the first quarter. Tempo. Hawks love to run and gun. Into the game for the Hawks is Renee Sanchez, a 5'6 junior for Case. And for DeSales, Matt Miedema, 6'4 senior for the Irish, checks in for Tim Warden. Frucci with Sanchez on him. Gets it to Holzinger. Holzinger drives in, challenges Jamison, and scores it. Bobby Holzinger goes right at the 6'8 Jamison and scores it. 9-8, Hawks with a one-point lead. Quickly head to Hamada, floater in the lane, up and in. Nice floater. Colton goes in from about 8 feet, just put up a high, soft, arching shot and dropped right in. Hill with the steal on the inbound, back behind the back pass to Jamison. Jamison misses a shot. Shoemate gets it. He misses it. Lyford loses the handle. Sanchez has got it. Jamison misses. The ball's out near half court. Hamada beats Miedema to the ball. 11-8, Hawks. Hawks still with possession. Hamada, another floater in the lane. Won't go. Rebound, Holzinger. Holzinger's outlet to Frucci. Frucci will bring it into front court. Boy, I like the fast pace of this game. Frucci drives, kicks it back to Holzinger. He'll drive in. He collides with Sanchez. And that's an offensive foul on Bobby. Exactly 4 minutes to go in the first half. 11-8. College plays, Hawks boys lead the Irish. Here come the first substitutes for DeSales. Actually, the second time is Holzinger and Lifer will come out, and the two freshmen for DeSales come in. Joe Baffney at 5'9", and Jack Lesko at 5'8", and a ball knocked out of bounds on the inbound. Frucci slapped it away. Irish show full court pressure as well. Hawks like the full court. There's a pass near half court, stolen by Frankie Warden to Lesko. Lesko with Sanchez on him, now will bounce it back to Frankie, deep on the right wing, up top to Joe Baffney. Three on the way off the iron, won't go. Hamada with the long rebound. Throws a pass over the top, tipped, but saved at half court by Jamison. Jamison drives in, dumps it for a wide open Braden Hill, and he lays it in. Transition basket, and there's a steal by Jamison. Goes strong between two defenders and can't hit it. The Hawks. Ball hawking defense for the Hawks, and the Irish are having trouble with ball security. The Hawks up 13-8. The foul was on Frucci. His first, and Joel Jamison will go to the free throw line, the 6'8 senior. His team up 5. He hits the first one. Case comes in for Sanchez. And Jamison hits both free throws. Hawks up now 15-8, 3:32 to go in the first quarter. Frucci inbounds to Baffney. Baffney with Case on him. Pass at half court. Stolen away by number 13, who's in the game. Misses the shot. Rebound to Hill, who puts it in. Number 13 is Cameron Howard, 6 foot junior with the steal. Hawks up 17-8. DeSales struggling with the pressure. The Irish have had trouble getting out of the gate all season long. It's still a young season, but they've got to correct that. Frucci on the drive. Misses at the rim on the left side with the right hand. He got by the defense. Rebound, College Place. Howard has it in front court. Left corner to Case. Three in and out. Stays out. The College Place Hawk fans, oh, on that one, it was halfway down and came out. Rebound is tipped out of bounds. Last touch by the blue-shirted Hawks. And Hill and Jamison will come out. Sanchez and Shoemate back in. It's Coach Jessup resting some players early. Baffney inbound to Lesko. Now to Frucci. They got a 3-on-1. Warden gets by Hamada and is fouled by Colton Hamada. Nice press break by DeSales. He got the 3-on-1, and Hamada picks up his first foul, fourth on the Hawks. 2:49 to go, first quarter. Irish down 17-8. Frankie Warden, 5'11", sophomore, misses the first free throw. Going against one of his grade school classmates, Colton Hamada, on that play. Frankie will get another try, and it's good. We got a substitution for College Place. Braden Hill, who has 6 first-quarter points, comes in for Hamada. And now Holtzinger and Leifert check in. Frucci and Frankie Warden come out of the ballgame. 2:49 to go, first quarter. Irish down by 8. College Place with the ball. They get inbound to Shumate, to Case, to Howard, who's behind the defense. And Leifert blocked the shot at the rim, but he fouled him. DeSale, the breakdown in the press there. Nobody was back. It was a 3-on-none. And Leifert sprints back and will make Howard earn it at the free throw line. Cameron Howard, a 6-foot junior, shoot 2 free throws. Left-handed free throw is good. Kissed the iron, went up off the glass, bounced back off the iron and in. Nice soft touch. 18-9. The Hawks have doubled up on DeSales here in the first quarter. 2:44 to go in the first stanza. Second free throw off the mark. Rebound. Bobby Holtzinger tips it to himself. Outlet to Baffney. Irish down 18-9. Joe pushes in the front court and then bounces it off his shin and out of bounds. Joe got going a little too fast. The defense never really stopped. And next thing you know, he was all the way in the lane and really didn't have a plan. And Irish turned it over. Shumate, pass on the wing, stolen by Miedema, right in front of the Irish cheering section to Bobby Holtzinger, and Bobby Holtzinger lays it in. Bobby has 8 points. Irish down 18-11. There's the other way. Case loses a handle on it. Lesko's on the floor with him. Baffney picks up the loose ball. Irish create back-to-back turnovers with good defense. Now Leifert has it on the right wing. Sanchez on him. Pass down low to Miedema. That was a hot one. Matt was fighting hard for post position, and Andrew threw a two-handed bullet. And it's hard to be physical. You get your arms out, pushing off, creating position, and that pass got on him in a hurry. Nice little soft bounce pass might have been a better option there. Irish turn it over, down 18-11. 1:57 to go, first quarter. Howard gets away with a high dribble out front. Pass to the high post now to Hill. Back to the basket, and he's tied up by Joe Baffney. Jump ball. I love Joe Baffney's tenacity. Goes right at the senior, Braden Hill, who made the fundamental mistake of putting the ball down near his hips, and Joe tied him up. Possession in favor of the Irish. So DeSales has created turnovers on 3 straight possessions. Jack Lesko, the freshman up the left sideline, now tries to pass inside to Miedema, and it's knocked away by Case. Baffney and Case fighting for it. And now they got a timeout called by Bobby Holtzinger. And so Bobby, heads up play, called the timeout before the Hawks could tie up Joe Baffney. 1:37 to go in the first stanza. Irish down 8-11. With the ball, when we come back, I'm on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Columbia Basin, I'm going to make this super simple. I need to buy your car. I need to buy lots of cars. Kevin Smith here from Walla Walla Valley Honda, and our need for pre-owned vehicles is growing daily. I want any make, any model, any year, any mileage, everything. Whether you owe money on it or not, I'm interested in your vehicle. Many cases for the same amount you would get on the street. So keep it simple and bring your car to Walla Walla Valley Honda. In under 15 minutes, we'll make you a fair cash offer. So don't fix it, don't list it, don't wash it, and certainly don't make it hard. Find us at WallaWallaValleyHonda.com.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
We're back live after Bobby Holtzinger took the timeout to keep the Irish in possession of the ball before the Hawks could tie up Joe Baffney. Now Bobby will inbound it to Joe Baffney with a fresh shot clock. Joe picks up his dribble on the right wing. Sanchez on him. Into the game now is Danner Willis for the Hawks after the timeout. They kick it over to Leifert. Deep three won't go. Rebound. Jamison is also checked back in. The 6'8 senior stripped from behind and fouled by Matt Miedema. Miedema's first. Each team with 4 fouls now. 1:22 to go in the first quarter. Hill inbound it to Sanchez. Hill, Sanchez, Case, Willis, and Jamison. Now Sanchez double teams, picked up his dribble, gets it to Hill, to Case, to Willis, down to Jamison, 15-footer on the baseline, goes 18, air ball, but right to Sanchez, who lays it in. So Jamison's shooting issue turned into a nice assist. 20-11, Hawks back up by 9, which equals their biggest lead. Baffney gets a bounce pass to Lesko. Lesko drives in, dumps it for Miedema, who lays it in. Jack Lesko, nice assist. The freshman just weaved through the passive defense and a nice easy feed to Miedema, who lays it in. 20-13 Hawks as they are getting pressure from the Irish. Getting front court to Hill, to Willis. Irish down 20-13 to Jamison on the right wing. Kick right corner to Case. Left-handed three on the way. Off the iron, won't go. Rebound tipped. Long one goes out to Lesko. Willis is shadowing him on the right side. Jack will pull up. Now he dribbles again inside and he's fouled. Jack does a great job of slowing things down but not losing his dribble. And as he hesitated, the Hawks defense let up. Then he split the defense and they say it was a foul on the drive, not on the shot. So Danner Willis, 5'8 sophomore, picks up his first foul. Jamison checks back out, says Shoemate. Irish inbounded to Holtzinger right underneath the basket. Tough room to shoot. He's fouled, though, and will go to the free throw line. Into the game for the Hawks is Travis Leifert, a 5'8 freshman. The foul was on, who was that foul on? On Hill, his first. Bobby hits the first free throw. Bobby Holtzinger, 6'2 seniors, had a nice first quarter. 9 points now, 3 field goals, and 3 for 3 from the free throw line. Has a chance to go into double digits here. Irish down 20-14. Second one's off the mark. Hill with the rebound. Head to Leifert. Leifert with Leifert on him, and he misses a lay-in too high off the glass. Those two are cousins. Travis, the freshman, Andrew, the junior. And we got a foul on the rebound. On Sanchez, or no, on number one, Willis is second. And that puts the Hawks over the limit here in the first quarter. And Bobby Holtzinger's at the free throw line. Did not see that. It was after the block shot. And sure what happened there. Sanchez over talking to Coach Jessup. Bobby misses the front end. Rebound tipped around. Ball's loose. Needham has got it, and he lays it in. The Irish get a break there as the Hawk rebounder fell to the ground and lost control of the ball. Now Leifert ahead to Hill. Hill falls to the floor, gets it to Leifert. Up top to Howard, and the Hawks do not get a shot off. Hill slipped to the ground. Good defense by DeSales. The Irish are down by as many as 9 points. But after 8 minutes and a high-scoring first quarter, College Place boys lead DeSales 20-16 on 100.7 FM KHSS.
At Coffee Cravings, our baristas have an exceptional knowledge of espresso and all of the other elements that make our espresso drinks stand out from the rest. We use the finest ingredients, of course, which are essential, but our fantastic baristas are what make our espresso drinks so special. Fast, family-friendly, knowledgeable service with a smile. Our staff is waiting to serve you. Find out for yourself why we're the best at Coffee Cravings, 801 West Poplar Street and 1615 East Isaacs Avenue, Walla Walla.
We have a huge special coming at the Walla Walla YMCA. It's called Pay the Date December.
Pay the Date? How does it work?
To join the Y, new members only pay the date for their joining fee all December.
So on December 1st, the joining fee is only $1?
Yep, and the 2nd, it's only $2.
I get it.
Even if you wait till the last day of December, you still get a big deal. But don't wait. Come in early December and get started on your New Year's resolution. Don't let the holidays put you behind. Get ahead and join the Y this December.
For more information, call 509-525-8863 or visit www.ymca.org.
Do you know someone outside our listening area who wants to hear the game? Now they can listen on the web at khssradio.com.
Well, the Irish boys for the sales were down 18-9 midway through this first quarter. The Hawks have had some ball security issues. They've gotten in some foul trouble. And the sales outscores them 7-2 down the stretch in the quarter to go from down 9 to down just 4. Colton Hamada will start the second quarter with the ball and take a shot at the top of the key. They left him open. He missed it. But a rebound inside by Shoemate. He scores and he's fouled. So two breakdowns for DeSales there defensively. They left Hamada wide open for the shot, and then nobody blocked out Shoemate. Shoemate has 5 points now. The foul was on Jack Lesko, his first. The Hawks already over the limit. Their fouls with 7. Shoemate's free throw goes in and out. Ball's loose. Shoemate's got it. Puts it back up. Won't go. Rebound Leifert. Then he has it slapped away by Hill. And I think they're going to call a foul on Hill. Yes, they are. That's two on Hill. Now, the Hawks now have eight fouls, but they have spread them out between six different players. Unofficially, Willis and Hill now each have two. Well, the first three games of the tournament were right on schedule, but as many fouls as have been called already, this is going to be a long affair, but it is the last game of the schedule for today, so the schedule is not in jeopardy. Andrew Lyford, front end of the one-on-one is good. Andrew's first point of the game. Irish down 22-17. But I would like a quick finish so I can get home and watch the last part of the Cheez-It Bowl. Go Cougs. Lyford misses the second one. Rebound, Jamison. He gets it to Hill. Hill to Hamada. Frucci on him. Pass left wing to Shoemaker. Gets behind the three-point line. The Baffney comes out on him. Now up to Hamada between the circles. Right wing to Case. Deep three out the back iron. Won't go. Rebound, Jack Lesko. Lesko gets it to Baffney. Will get it to Frucci. Now to Lyford in the left corner. Pass to Frucci on the give and go. Coy in the lane. Can't hit the shot in traffic. Rebound, Hamada. Nice give and go play. There's a pass up court by Hamada. Stolen by Lyford. Lyford in the open court. Euro step by Hamada and lays it in. Andrew Lyford. The steal and then in open court. Right through the Hawk defense and laid it in. 22-19 college plays. Hamada throws up a wild shot off the top of the backboard. Goes to Case. Case shot won't go. Long rebound chase down near half court by Lesko. Behind the back with a dribble. Goes up with a shot. Won't go. Lyford and Hamada tangled up for the rebound. Nice athletic play. Two times in a row in transition. Andrew Lyford with the steal and the Euro step in the lane for the lay-in. And then Lesko in transition went behind the back with the dribble but couldn't finish. And it's DeSales basketball on the possession arrow. Lesko will inbound it, looking inside, nobody open. Passes in the left corner to meet him up, top to Frucci, now to Baffney. Baffney fakes right, dribbles to the left, bounce pass inside to meet him, open, two up, too strong with the shot, rebound Shoemaker. Matt couldn't catch it clean, and when he got the handle on it, put up kind of a wild shot. Shoemaker misses the other way, rebound tip, Jameson's got it, he leaves it short, rebound Hamada, and he puts it in. Colton Hamada has 4 points for the Hawks. 24-19, college plays with a five-point lead. 6:15 to go in the first half. Baffney gets it to Lesko between the circles. Now to Frucci, dribbling right to left, hands it back to Baffney. Dribbling left to right, all the way inside, up over Hill, won't go, rebound, Miedema saves it and then throws it out of bounds at half court. Matt was losing his balance, just hucked it back towards half court, went out of bounds, and it was saved by Holly Barrado. Got her leg in the brace after that ACL surgery a couple weeks ago. Her friend Connor Leahy, there, freshman University of Idaho, with the assist on the save. College Place brings it to front court. We got a timeout on the floor. Coach Jessup's team's up by five. He wants to talk it over. We'll be right back on 100.7 FM KHSS.
We have a huge special coming at the Walla Walla YMCA. It's called Pay the Date December.
Pay the Date? How does it work?
To join the Y, new members only pay the date for their joining fee all December.
So on December 1st, the joining fee is only $1?
Yep, and the 2nd, it's only $2.
I get it.
Even if you wait till the last day of December, you still get a big deal. But don't wait. Come in early December and get started on your New Year's resolution. Don't let the holidays put you behind. Get ahead and join the Y this December.
For more information, call 509-525-8863 or visit www.ymca.org.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Well, after a fast-paced first quarter where there were 36 total points scored, we played a couple minutes in the second quarter and only three field goals between the two teams. Jamison will shoot a three over Baffney. It's off the mark. Rebound Tim Warden, who's checked in. Warden is tangled up by Shoemaker. Timmy just couldn't quite get the handle on it. He was one hand on it, another hand on it, had it down, got it between his legs, and then Shoemaker tangled him up. Possession in favor of the Hawks. Ryan Chase will check in. 5'11 sophomore as Andrew Lyford comes out. They get it down low to Hamada. No room to shoot. He'll dribble in the left corner and shoot it over Chase, and he's got it. Colton Hamada said, hey, you guys are too tall. He just dribbles in the corner, looks down the line. The sales defense response was late. Hawks up 27-19. Baffney up top to Frucci. Frucci drives in, dumps a pass for Warden off his hand. Tipped by Jameson. Lesko chases it down the corner, and he's fouled as he takes off to the baseline. The foul is on Reagan Case, his second foul, and with 5:24 to go in the half, DeSales can really make up this 8-point deficit at the free throw line. Only one field goal in this second quarter for DeSales. Jack Lesko will shoot one and one. And he hits the first one, Jack's first point of the game. Irish were 6 of 9 in the first quarter from the line. They're now 8 of 12 unofficially. Baffney, Holtzinger, Tim Warden, Ryan Chase, and Jack Lesko on the floor for the Irish. Howard is checked in for the Hawks. And Lesko hits both free throws. Howard, Hill, Hamada, Jameson, and Shoemate for the Hawks. Shoemate will fire deep three right wing. Won't go. Long rebound. Baffney chases it down the corner. Now he has to pick up his dribble as Shoemate and Howard had him trapped. Now he gets it to Ryan Chase. Back to Joe Baffney. Joe will push it up the right sideline. He's trapped. Shoemate with the steal. Ahead to Jameson. Jameson will miss the lay-in. Shoemate to follow. Can't hit it. Gets his own rebound. Can't hit it. Jameson follows and scores it. Jameson, the 6'8 senior, I think he thought about dunking that first attempt. And now a pass over the top to Warden off his hand. Shoemate's got it. Irish down 29-21. Quickly up court to Hamada for three. He's got it. Greg Fazzari needs a timeout. The Hawks up by 11, their biggest lead of the game. Ball hawking defense, turning it into quick offense. Colton Hamada's two straight three-pointers now. And the Hawks lead at 32-21 with 4:40 to go in the half. You're listening to the Edward Jones Christmas Classic on 100.7 FM KHSS.
The Great American Road Trip used to be a real thing, not just a reality show. Mom and Dad would load the kids in the tent in the station wagon as soon as school was out in June and head out to see this amazing country of ours. Then we all got too busy and, sadly, have forgotten this great tradition. Make it real again for your family. Let Smiley's RV help you get started. Smiley's has a large selection of pre-owned motorhomes, travel trailers, fifth wheels, toy haulers, and pickup campers. To learn more, visit SmileyRV.com.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Well, I have issues keeping track of things at times, but the Hawks on an 8-0 run, and they've outscored the Irish 12-5 here in the second quarter. And Greg Fazzari says timeout. Colton Hamada hit a three, then in transition after a Hawks steal. Jameson missed a lane. I think he was going to try to dunk it. He's 6'8", could do that. Then Shoemate got the hustling rebound. He missed it and then got it back and scored it the second time. So the Irish getting out, hustled on that possession. Then the next time down, the Irish can't score. And then Hamada in transition hits a three. Colton Hamada's hit three-pointers the last two times he's touched the ball. Irish break the press after the timeout. Now Holtzinger drives in, dumps it to Warden, goes up strong. He's fouled. Got to continue to pound it inside. The Hawks now with 10 fouls. And that is on Shoemate. I think they said number 11. Yes, that's his first. The Hawks have 10 fouls, but they spread them between seven different players. Timmy hits the first free throw, his first point of the game. Timmy had a 20-point game last Friday against Columbia Burbank. 6'3 senior post player, very physical inside. His second free throw is also good. A post player that can make free throws is very valuable. A post player and a point guard. Because they typically get fouled quite a bit during a game. Jameson on the baseline, cutoff, kicks it out the hill. His three-pointer's an air ball. Holtzinger's got it. Now he gets it to Frucci, Irish in the front court. Now Lyford with it, dribbling right to left, pulls up 15-footer straight away, won't go. Rebound, Warden inside, and he's fouled, going up for the putback. And the foul's on Jameson, and that's his second, and the traditional all-ball signal. What folks don't understand is your hand is on the ball, but your body is physically pushing the shooter's body. And Timmy Warden misses the first free throw. Jameson has two fouls, so Case, Hill, and Jameson, three college play starters with two fouls each with 4:03 to go in the half. Irish down 32-23. Timmy rattles the second one in. Still just one field goal for DeSales here in the second quarter. But they've made 3, 4, 6 free throws. Ahmad on the drive, kick in the corner to Jameson. They'll leave him wide open. Now he's on the dribble drive, cut off by Warden. Shot won't go. Rebound tip goes off the top of the backboard, and that's going to be a dead ball. 3:48 to go in the half. Irish down by 8 with the ball. Lifford against the press, gets it to Frucci into front court to Warden. Warden had Frankie underneath his brother, but Jameson in the passing lane. Now to Holzinger. Holzinger on the drive, won't go. Rebound. Warden took it away from Hill and then had it knocked away by Jameson and out of bounds. Frankie Warden checked in a moment ago. Missed that. This 5'11 sophomore will look to inbound it. Gets it to Holzinger deep on the right wing. Jameson on him. Now to Frankie in the corner. Back to Holzinger. Three on the way over. Jameson won't go. Rebound tip controlled by Hamada. Head to Jameson behind the defense. Lifford will challenge him. Jameson will lay it in. Good hustle by Andrew Lifford. I think Jameson was looking for the dunk. Andrew flew back there, and he made the conventional lay-in. 34-24, Hawks by 10. Quickly the other way to Frankie Warden over Shoemate for the bucket. College place with several players with the two fouls. You just got to keep attacking the basket. They won't contest. There's a steal by Warden and a loose ball in the corner. Now they have the Lifford the other way in the corner. Shot won't go. Three on the way. And there's Warden fouling Shoemate on the rebound attempt. And Timmy helps Shoemate up. That's Timmy Warden's first. Sixth on the Irish. Stops the clock with 2:50 to go in the half. College place up 34-26 here in the DeSales gym. The final of four games on the first day of the Edward Jones Christmas Classic. Winner will be play tomorrow at 6 o'clock against Troy, Idaho, who beat Moses Lake Christian 61-31 earlier today. Hawks with Sanchez now in the game. Sanchez, Amada, Jameson, Hill, and Case. To Hill, to Jameson, 8-footer short off the iron, rebound Frankie Warden. Outlet to Lifford. Lifford goes up on Hamada, misses a lay-in. Warden with the rebound, shot blocked by Jameson, takes the shot again, does Warden, blocked again. Lifford's got it, he misses. Frankie Warden gets it over to Frucci. Frucci can't hit the three, battle for the rebound, and Case and Lifford battle for it, but Lifford's foot was out of bounds. Jameson protecting the rim there. The 6'8 senior blocked Tim Warden twice, but Tim kept after it. The 6'3 senior did. And then Lifford had a chance. Frucci had a chance. But the Hawks have the ball in an 8-point lead. 2:10 to go in the first half. Mata bounced past to Sanchez. Chases it down in the left corner. Now back deep on the left wing goes to Hill. Hill to Sanchez in the corner. Three on the way. Air ball. Rebound tipped around, controlled by Tim Warden. Outlet to Lifford. To Frucci. Irish want to run. Frucci splits the defense, misses a lay-in, too strong. Hamada with the rebound. The blue jerseyed Hawks want to run the other way. Left corner pass to Sanchez. He'll fire the three again. This time he hit it. Sanchez found the range that time. 3 3-pointers in this quarter, and there's another steal by the Hawks. 37-26 college plays. Case with the steal. Now Hamada in the lane. 8-footer off the iron, won't go. Rebound tip controlled by Hill. Hill lays it in. Boy, blue shirts attacking the boards at both ends. The sales did not block out. 13-point Hawk lead. Frucci on the run. Gets by Hamada, misses a left-handed lay-in. Colton, they've got 4-on-2. Lifer on Colton Hamada. Pulls up, takes an 8-footer over Hamada. It's a air ball, but goes right to Case, who puts it in. Holzinger had a shot at it, but Case got it. The Hawks really putting it on the Irish right now. A minute to go in the half. Up 15. Holzinger, the trailer, gets it on the baseline to Warden. This tempo has gotten the Irish worn out a little bit. And the Hawks have extended the lead. Lifford for three, partially blocked by Hamada. Loose ball picked up by Case. Long pass ahead to Jameson. Ball knocked away by Frankie Warden. Jameson gets it back, goes up strong, and puts it in. The Hawks all over the Irish have outscored them unofficially. 23-10 here in the second quarter. 43-26 college plays. They are finishing the half strong. Frucci, pass behind Holtzinger and out of bounds. The Sales boys very, very shaky right now. And Coach Jessup loves the effort. He's going to put three players in. Michael Perot, 6 foot senior, checks in. Travis Lyford, the freshman, checks in. And Willis also in. Jameson, he gets his players out around those two fouls. Jameson and Hill and Hamada. Long shot by Case, backboard, nothing else. Rebound, Holtzinger. Holtzinger to Lyford. Lyford fires a three from the left wing off the mark. Rebound, Case. He loses it on a collision. Lyford fires it up at the buzzer. Won't go. 43-26. College Place Hawks putting it on the Irish on their home floor here. The final game of the first day of the Edward Jones Christmas Classic. We'll be right back on 100.7 FM. KHSS.
It's here. Our biggest event of the year, Toyotathon, is finally here at McCurley Integrity Toyota, and the deals are everywhere. New Toyotas, pre-owned Toyotas, Integrity Certified vehicles. No matter what you're looking for, we got it right here in Walla Walla. We are working our hardest to get you, our family, into a new vehicle for the holidays. We will never let an out-of-town dealer beat our price on any new Toyota. We have the largest selection of new and used Toyotas in Walla Walla with rebates up to $4,000. Yes, rebates up to $4,000. Or get financing as low as 0% on select models. Clearance sale, red tag sale, super sale, slasher sale. They all mean the same thing. Our lowest prices of the year on all our new and used models. Walla Walla is Walla Walla, and we are proud to be a part of it. Do not miss your chance for massive savings at Toyotathon. Visit us today at McCurley Integrity Toyota or in the comfort of your own home at McCurleyToyota.com. Because when you're here, you're family.
Do your personal goals include a comfortable retirement, paying for your granddaughter's college education, or leaving a meaningful financial legacy? Let D.A. Davidson help you prepare for your future, whatever it may include. Financial advisor Bill Fleener offers the experience and solutions to help you on the road toward your goals. When you're ready to create your roadmap for a strong financial future, call Bill Fleener at D.A. Davidson, 509-526-5755. Bill's only goal is your success. D.A. Davidson & Company, member SIPC.
When you're looking for new flooring for your home, it can be a struggle to find someone you can trust to help you make the right choice. Connor's recipe for satisfied customers includes friendly staff and interior designers and top quality brand name products, including hardwood, vinyl planks, carpet, tile, countertops, and blinds. Give us a call today at 522-0176 or visit us on the internet at connorsflooringanddesign.com or stop by our brand new showroom at 650 Northeast Rose Street. Connor's Flooring and Design. We'll take good care of you.
Are you looking for a way to make your holiday shipping easier? Hi, this is Sheila from Postal Annex. Bring us your challenging packages and let us gift wrap them, pack them, and ship them for you. And while we're doing that, you can check out our unique gifts from Melissa and Doug Toys, Mova Globes, The Real Insect Company, and Nebo Flashlights. Pick out those stocking stuffers, then kick back and relax. And happy holidays from Sheila.
Paul.
Brandy. Lacey.
Mindy.
Jennifer.
Happy holidays from Walla Walla's Postal Annex.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Well, the DeSales boys trying not to get run out of their own gym by the College Place Hawks, who obviously love the up-tempo game. DeSales matched them in the first quarter. They were down 18-9 to College Place and then got it down to a 20-16 game at the end of the first quarter. And they got the Hawks in some foul trouble, but DeSales made just two field goals in the second quarter. Coach Jessup's College Place Hawks really got it going. Six different players made field goals. Colton Amata hit back-to-back threes on two touches, sandwiched around a two-pointer by Jackson Shoemate on a rebound putback. That 8-0 run really got the Hawks going. They got up by double digits and kept it going. They outscored the Irish 23-10 in the second quarter, a 17-point halftime lead for College Place boys, 43-26. At the half, 43 points and a half of boys high school basketball is a lot. Remember, you only play eight-minute quarters. Well, Coach Duncan is going to join us here when we come back. His girls had a tough three-game week last week where they scored a combined total of 66 points. His Christmas wish in our interview on Saturday, last Saturday, the boys' game is to get the girls some confidence shooting the ball, play better offensively, and it showed up earlier tonight with a 48-44 win over the College Place Hawk girls in this Edward Jones Christmas Classic. The Lady Irish will play for the tournament championship tomorrow against Brewster. When we come back, we'll be visiting with the veteran coach, Tim Duncan, on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Honda's Pioneer 1000 side-by-side gets it right the first time in terms of comfort, handling, hauling, and user-friendly features. It's equipped with a 6-speed dual-clutch transmission that gives you the option of driving in fully automatic mode or manual mode via paddle shifters mounted on the steering wheel. And when it comes to muscle, the Pioneer 1000 shines, boasting a massive 2,000-pound towing capacity. So head to USA Honda, 1371 Dallas Military Road, and check out the 2020 Honda Pioneer 1000 today.
The cold weather is here. Stock up on winter products from L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla, like stock tank heaters for the animals. For pets, find heated beds and bowls. Look for in-store specials on Science Diet brand pet food. For you or as a gift, find tough, insulated Carhartt bibs, jackets, and a full line of winter work gloves. Get rid of ice on driveways and sidewalks with True Value brand ice melt. Shop L&G Ranch Supply for winter products today. Your local True Value store on East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla, L&G Ranch Supply.
Whether you're a friend of Walla Walla Catholic Schools or an alum who received an education for life, it's time to reconnect and make some noise. The Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends exists for all of you. We're here to help maintain an enduring relationship between our Catholic schools and you, our alumni and friends. Get involved. Like us on Facebook. Email us at alumni@wallawallacatholicschools.com. And then make some noise. Go Irish.
Grandma got run over by a rain.
Sick of Christmas music yet? I'm not. Gotta love me a smooth version of Silver Bells. This is Daisha with Total Comfort Solutions. You know what I would feel sick hearing? Weird noises coming from my furnace. Squeaking, banging, rumbling. Give us a call at Total Comfort Solutions to schedule a furnace checkup today. Let's keep that home merry and bright and warm this holiday season. Call Total Comfort Solutions, your HVAC and plumbing company. Keep singing those Christmas carols. You know I will.
Do you know someone outside our listening area who wants to hear the game? Now they can listen on the web at khssradio.com.
We're back live between games. The Irish boys trail College Place's Hawks 43-26. With me right now is Lady Irish head coach Tim Duncan. Tim, your girls really struggled offensively last week against three really good teams.
Right.
On the air I talked about, hey, we averaged 22 points a game. And last week during our last interview, you said we got to find a way to get some offensive confidence going.
Right.
And 48 points tonight in a win. Got contributions from a lot of girls. What are some things you worked on? And how did you see it play out tonight?
Well, one thing, and we kind of thought about this in the Tri-City prep game, but, you know, she gave us a response that we didn't want, so we didn't move her to the wing then. But we moved Morgan to the wing today, and we moved Maddie inside. And so this morning we prepped for that and, you know, gave Morgan confidence in what she was doing. And we just think that Morgan is going to flourish a little bit more on the perimeter right now. Maddie's been struggling on the perimeter. But Maddie had a great third quarter against Tri-City Prep inside. Mm-hmm. And so we just thought that that was a change that was necessary. And then, you know, we've been preaching to them, you know, you got to play offense with confidence. You got to shoot the ball. And you know, and our kids came out and they did a great job.
They certainly did. You had two players in double figures. You got contributions from six different players. And now Katie Herman wasn't in uniform,
right.
Hurt her knee at practice
yes.
a little bit.
Yeah, she tweaked her knee yesterday, and we held her out today. She's going to warm up tomorrow just because Kyle wants her to do some jogging. So we're going to let her warm up with us tomorrow, but she's not going to play tomorrow. We've got to have her ready for Dayton-Weisberg on the following Saturday.
Yeah, got to get ready for league play, and that's one of the neat things about this tournament.
Right.
And hopefully Katie's just fine because
right.
you did get a chance. Emmeline Jimenez, a little freshman, she's fast.
Boy, she came in and did a good job.
Yeah, scored 6 points, hit a three.
Yeah, she's fast and she can jump.
Yeah, because, yeah. you know, Amelia had scored 12 points the first quarter.
Right.
But she didn't have time to set up and shoot the ball Jimenez was out there.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Well, Coach, it was a nice win coming off of Christmas and get that bad taste out of the mouth. That was a tough week.
Yeah.
The week leading into
it
Christmas.
Was.
And
We had some fun tonight.
Yeah, good, good. It looks like you guys are having fun. And I had fun visiting with Andrea and Sarah.
And I had fun visiting with those guys.
Yeah, it was a fun night. Isn't that fun, just seeing all those kids? Yeah. It's all about the kids. We know that. Absolutely. Yeah, that's neat to get to visit with them.
Yeah.
Well, you banked one of your player of the game certificates last week. So what do we got tonight?
Well, for sure, Morgan.
Yep.
And then I think we'll give one to Emmeline.
Yep. The freshman got her first extended minutes and played very good defense, scored 6 points. So two freshmen, Morgan Thomas, 15 points, 5 of 7 from the line. You talked about confidence. She played with some confidence on the wing and then just got to get used to handling the ball out there on the perimeter a little bit. But, hey, she's just a freshman.
Absolutely.
Okay, Coach, great win. Good luck tomorrow night.
Appreciate it.
Lady Irish head coach Tim Duncan. Nice to get that win in the first day of the tournament and see his girls making progress. As a coach, you just want to see progress. And Lady Irish showed it with that 48-44 win. Well, Coach Greg Vazari and his staff needs to see some progress. That was a rough second quarter. Coach Jessup for College Place has his guys rolling. They know how to run the floor. A Hawks name is very, very appropriate. They are a ball-hawking defensive team. They crash the boards. They get multiple possessions, and they fire it up from all spots on the floor. They have scored 43 first-half points, lead 43-26. The Sails will have the ball to start the second half. We'll get the halftime stats scoring-wise to you as we go. Frucci brings it into front court for the Sails, working right to left from my vantage point in the top row of the bleachers. They swing it over to Lyford. He'll fire the three. It won't go. Rebound inside. Tim Warden goes up strong and puts it back in. Warden, Lyford, Tim Warden, who just put that put back, Lyford, Frankie Warden, Frucci, and Holtzinger for the Irish. Four College Place. Hill, Jamison, who fires a three from the corner. It won't go. Rebound tipped around. Still being tipped. Still loose. Hill's got it. He lays it in. Hill's got 10 points to match Colton Amato, who had 10 in the first half. So Hill, Case, Shoemate, Jamison, and Amato, the group that started the game for Coach Jessup. Hawks up 45-28. Lyford gets by his defender and hits a long two from the left wing. Andrews got 5. Jamison, a little cut pass to Case for the lay-in. Jamison, the post player in the short corner on the left baseline, drew the double team. Nice little bounce pass to Case, cutting for the lane, and he's fouled. And didn't see who the foul was on. It was on Frankie Warden, his first. The Sales has committed only 6 fouls in this game. They haven't been able to keep up with the Hawks close enough to foul them. Case misses a free throw. Rebound tipped out of bounds. Last touch by the dark blue road jerseyed College Place Hawks. The Hawks committed 11 fouls, 2 each on Willis, Case, Hill, and Jamison. Case, Hill, and Jamison starters. Irish inbound against pressure. Frucci double team, gets it to Holtzinger, the trailer. Bobby drives all the way up in and misses the lane, but Warden gets the rebound, goes up strong, too strong. Case with the rebound, and he's fouled. Timmy Warden at 6'3", got the rebound on the Holtzinger layup attempt that was too strong. He knew Jamison at 6'8", was waiting for him. So a couple of head fakes, and he got up strong to the hoop, but way too strong. And then fouling on the rebound was Joe Baffney, who's checked in. So the miss inside, they get it to Jamison. Jamison on the drive, misses the shot, rebound Case. Back out to Jamison, swinging to Amato. He'll fire a deep three and hit it. Hill was setting a screen for him, but that was NBA and beyond as Colton Amato hits his third three of the game. He's got 13. And Baffney picks up his dribble at half court. Errant pass goes off of Hill's shoulder. Holtzinger ends over that misses the three. Frankie Warden with the rebound gets it back to Holtzinger. Holtzinger and Case collide in the left corner. I'm having a hard time keeping up with things. Case will pick up his third foul. 50-30. College Place is up by 20 points. Colton Amato. Deep, deep three. He's now hit his last 3 3-pointers, I think. They get inbounds of Warden. Warden got it positioned on Jamison and laid it in. Timmy Warden, nice strong move inside on the inbound play. very physical. Irish down 50-32. Timmy's got all four of his field goal points, two field goals, both here in the second half. He's got seven altogether. Shumate, deep three. It's an air ball. Howard, who's checked in, tries to save it for College Place, but right to Baffney. Baffney to Frucci to Holtzinger. Bobby into front court. They break the pressure. Bobby on the dribble, cut off by Jameson. Long cross court pass to Frankie Warden. He hands it back to Bobby in the right corner. Misses the shot, so I won't go. Frankie Warden draws the contact. He's fouled. Nice head fake by Frankie Warden at 5'11". Jameson went for it and fouled him. Jameson's third. Stops the clock with 5.5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Irish down 18 points to College Place, 50-32. Frankie's 4 of 5 from the free throw line as he just hit that one. Frankie Warden has 6 points now. The Sales was 12 of 17 from the free throw line as the Hawks committed 11 first half fouls. College Place was 3 of 4 from the line. Frankie hits both free throws. Irish down 16. Got to try to get it down close to 10 here by the end of the quarter and then mount a comeback in the fourth quarter. The Hawks try to maintain their lead. Jameson backs Warden into the lane, turns and hits an 8-footer. Nice soft touch by the 6'8 senior. He's got 10. 52-34, Hawks by 18. Holtzinger, little crossover dribble, went off of either his foot or Hill's. He chases it down over on the sideline. Now into front court, Frankie Warden with it. Drives in, dumps it down to Timmy Warden. Shot too strong, and then he fouls Hamada. Timmy worrying a little too much about Jameson, who's ready to swat that ball out of there. Shot it up way too strong, and then Hamada gets fouled by Timmy after the offensive board. Timmy a little frustrated by missing that. Timmy's second foul. He'll come out of the ball game. Matt Miedema, 6'4 senior, checks in. Sanchez checks in for the Hawks as Jameson checks out. Sanchez bounce pass inside, but Miedema steals it. Sanchez, I think, was trying to get it to Shumate, but threw it right to Miedema. 4:40 to go, third quarter, Irish down 52-34 with the ball. Frankie Warden drives baseline, has that ball knocked away from him. No, nobody knocked it away, he just lost it. He's going baseline, tried to little wraparound pass along into the corner, but I thought Hamada knocked it away from behind. He just let it go off his fingertips and it hit the basketball bracing behind the basket. Another DeSales turnover. Hamada in the corner to Hill, down low to Shumate. Shumate up top to Sanchez, open for three. He's got it. College Place does a really good job under Coach Jessup of getting the defense into the lane or down on the baseline, then kicking it out for open threes. There's a collision the other way as DeSales tries to get the ball up court quickly, down 55-34, and Shumate collides with Miedema on a pass inside. That's Shumate's second. Each team with 3 fouls here in the second half. Inside to Miedema, he lays it in. The Hawks have a small lineup in there right now, and the 6'4 Matt Miedema caught it, kept it high, and laid it in. He's got 4 points. Quickly the other way. Howard has a shot partially blocked. It goes to Shumate. Shumate misses and a foul after the Hawks got another rebound. That was Howard, and he's fouled by Baffney. There's a lot of things I like about College Place. They have the shooter's mentality. They'll fire it up from anywhere, which is fun to watch. But they really pound the boards at both ends, and they really challenge challenge you with their on-ball defense. They create a lot of turnovers, get a lot of offensive boards. Hill hits the first free throw, misses the second. Reject that. That's Howard. Excuse me. Rebound by DeSales. Frucci gets it to Holtzinger, gets it across the timeline. Dribbles all the way and passes the corner to Baffney. Sanchez on him, down low to Miedema. Pass out front right to Hamada. Hamada with the steal, gets ahead of Frucci. He goes to the lane. Frucci fouls him. And Colton Hamada will go to the free throw line with 3:45 to go in the third quarter. And the Hawks, an opportunity to build on an 18-point lead. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10. Whoa, a 20-point lead. They just gave 2 points to DeSales for some reason. Hamada misses the first one with 5, 7, 10, 12, 13. Okay, college places scores right. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10. They just gave us a basket. We only have 36, don't we? Yeah. Okay, Hamada hits the second one. All right. 57-38. Now they're talking about it down below at the scorer's table. Blaffney breaks the pressure. Oh, he's got a meet him a wide open underneath. He lays it in. A breakdown for College Place on the press. Meet him at 6'4", just waiting, hoping Baffney would see him. Now Hamada will fire a deep three and hit it. The Irish defense is just getting back. Colton picked up his dribble out by the libero line of the volleyball court and said, okay, I'll just shoot it. They get down low to meet him, and he lays it in over Hamada. Colton Hamada, what range. Meet him has scored 6 in a row. Timeout College Places. They've given up 2 easy ones to meet him in transition. 60-42. That's the score on the scoreboard. I'll add mine up when we get back. 3:10 to go, third quarter. College Place in control of this one on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Hey folks, listen up. Advent and Christmas seasons are special times of the year. I mean, think about it. Who doesn't enjoy a good holiday party, huh? Well, I got a little secret for you guys. Bring one of Cugini's famous holiday trays to your next holiday party. Cugini holiday trays are covered with a plethora of meats and cheeses from all over the world. And if you include a holiday cake or a panettone along with it, you'll be the hit of the party. Cugini, 960 Wallula Avenue. Buon appetito
e buon Natale e Capodanno. Walla Walla.
We're back live. After the timeout, College Place with the ball, leading 60-42 on the scoreboard. They inbound it to Hamada. His bounce pass inside goes off of Lyford's foot right to Jack Lesko, who's checked in. Fans wanted a kick ball, but it wasn't a kick ball. It's only a kick ball if it's intentional. Now Lyford has his shot blocked by Howard. Tried to rise up for a three. Shoemate gets a loose ball ahead to Hill, who lays it in. DeSales boys are not ready for what the Hawks have to offer here tonight. 62-42. Holtzinger dribbles it off his own foot. Loose ball, Shoemate's got it. Shoemate ahead to Hill. Hill behind the defense lays it in. The Irish boys getting run off the court right now. 64-42. Baffney in the front court to Miedema. To head to Lifer, knocked away by Howard. Lifer picks up the loose ball, scores. He's fouled. Wow, that stops the bleeding a bit. It wasn't pretty, but they did get the bucket in transition. Lifer's got 7 now. The foul is on Sanchez, his 2nd. College Place fouls a lot, but they spread them out a lot. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 7 different players have committed their 15 fouls for the game. Andrew with 7 total points. Chance to complete the 3-point play. He will. He's got 8 now. Irish down 64-45. Travis Lyford, the freshman for the Hawks, is in. He has it knocked away by Baffney, but Travis will run it down. Joe went high, knocked it away, then fell down. Now Lesko strips Travis Lyford, but slides out of bounds. So 3 freshmen there in the backcourt. Travis Lyford, first Baffney challenged him, then Lesko challenged him. And the Hawks will inbound it as Michael Perot, a 6-foot senior, will throw it in. In fact, 5 reserve players on the floor for College Place. Willis is also in there. Coach Jessup taking this 19-point lead and the nice advantage to get his starters some good rest. And we got a foul on DeSales as Willis was driving down the right side. The foul was on Lyford, his 2nd. That's Andrew Lyford. Now Travis Lyford, the freshman, drives in, dumps it to Perot. Blocked by Miedema, goes to Lyford. Lyford's shot blocked out of there. Willis gets it. His shot won't go. Rebound, Lesko. Lesko is pulled out of bounds. No, they say off to sales. Travis Lyford was hustling after the ball and just got jacked by the arm and pulled him out of bounds. No foul call. 64-45. 1:53 to go, third quarter. Howard inbounds out high to Perot near half court. Now to Travis Lyford in the left corner to Willis. Willis up top to Sanchez. Loses the handle, gets it back between the circles. Baffney right on him. He'll dribble down the right side, dump it to Perot. Perot, 12-footer on the baseline. He's got it. Michael Perot, 66-45 Hawks. Frucci Gets it across the timeline, lobs it over the top to Miedema. Miedema gets that small lineup, puts it up and in over Sanchez. Matt Miedema has 8 in the quarter. There's a steal on the inbound by Lesko. Gets Willis in the air, can't hit the shot. Rebound, Perreault. Perreault is tied up by Lyford. So Coach Jessup, I love it when a coach sees an opportunity to get his guys in the ball game. His team's up by 19, 20 points. The Irish trying to make up some ground against this set of reserves for the Hawks, but they're hanging in there. Sanchez has it knocked away by Frucci. Ball still loose. Ball tipped. Lyford's got it. He'll fire a 3 over Perreault at the top of the key and hit it. Lyford has 8. It's a 14-point game. 16-point game, 66-50. A minute to go in the third. Willis to Perreault. Perreault hits a 3. Well, the Hawks are giving up some points, but they're scoring at the other end. I've got a whistle and a foul called as Lesko came across the timeline. He's fouled by Danner Willis on the reach-in. 69 points for College Place, and we're still in the third quarter. 45 seconds left to go in the quarter. Lesko on the drive, dumps it down the baseline to Frucci. No room to shoot. Backdoor cut by Baffney, but he wasn't open. Looked open. Now Lyford on the drive, dumps it for Miedema, who lays it in. Andrew Lyford drew the defense, got himself in the air, and just dumped it to Lyford. Now they trap Willis. Lyford's got it, gets it to Lesko. He's fouled. So Baffney and Lyford trap Willis. Oh, no foul call. They say Lesko traveled. Now the Irish fans don't like that very much at all. 69-52, College Place. Baffney with the steal. To Lyford has a loose ball. He'll fire the 3. It won't go. Miedema with the rebound. 14-footer straight away. Won't go. Rebound tipped. Controlled by Lesko. It is ragged. DeSales trying to score against the 5 reserve players for College Place. Lyford stripped. And it goes out of bounds with 3.8 seconds to go. Andrew trying to get some penetration and shoot a 3. Now Baffney will inbound in front of the Irish cheering section. Up top to Lyford. Lyford leans into a 3 at the buzzer. It's off the iron. Entertaining end of the third quarter. The Hawks up by 17 with 8 minutes to go. They lead it 69-52 on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Do you want to know what's really going on in the Walla Walla Valley? Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Now in its 150th year, the Union Bulletin is proud to support our communities with local independent journalism. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
For 69 years now, Dale Graves Buick GMC has been the easiest place in Walla Walla to buy a new or used car, get your vehicle repaired, or to buy parts and accessories. Why? Because for 69 years, we have made it easy. No pressure, no overselling of services you don't need, just simple, straightforward dealings in everything we do. Our sterling reputation has been earned by practicing what we preach for the last 69 years. Dale Graves Buick GMC, South 9th across from the fairgrounds, Walla Walla.
This is KHSS, Walla Walla.
Well, the Sales boys scored either 24 or 26 in the quarter. The Hawks score 23. Andrew Lyford and Matt Miedema in double figures. Miedema has 12, Lyford has 11, but the Hawks have 7 different players who scored points. Irish will start the fourth quarter with the ball. Coach Jessup has Hamada and Shoemate and Jamison and Hill and Case. His starting 5 is in there. And they dump it down low to Matt Miedema, and he gets inside on Jamison and scores it. Matt Miedema, 14 points, 12 here in the second half. The one challenge of taking your starters out is the other team gets some momentum. Sometimes it's hard to get it back. There's a Irish get the ball back at the offense at the College Place end, and now in transition we have a push foul as the Irish head the other way, and that foul is going to be on Reagan Case, and that's his 4th personal. Each team with 16 fouls, so DeSales has 15 points to make up Lesko gets it into Frucci. Lesko, Frucci, Leifert, Baffney, and Miedema for the Irish. Jack Lesko drives in. His shot's blocked. He's fouled. And the foul is on Hill. That's his third. So Jack Lesko at 5'8", and that's a generous listing. He will go to the free throw line to shoot two with 7:20 to go. That is three on Hill. Jack is 2 for 2 from the line. Both of his points coming from the stripe. He hits the free throw. DeSales unofficially 16 for 21 from the line. Jack hits them both. 69 to 56. Ahmad into front court. They trap him. He has it knocked away. Miedema has a loose ball. Lesko and Baffney steal it away from Hamada. Now the Irish cut. Leifert fires a three, and he hits it. Leifert was right in front of the cheering section. Boy, we've had a lot of bombs away. Andrew has 14. There's a steal inside on the tip pass. Miedema has it. Now Andrew with it. Jamison on him near half court. Jamison knocks it away from Leifert. Andrew gets it back. On the drive, goes up strong. He can't hit the shot. Rebound tipped and out of bounds. Last touch by DeSales. So Andrew, feeling it with that three, took on the 6'8 Jamison and hoping for the foul call, didn't get it. But the Irish are within 10 at 69-59. Case fires a three. It's blocked out of bounds by Baffney. So Coach Jessup's going to call timeout. 6:40 to go. Irish down 69-59. But they were down by 20 not long ago. We'll go ahead and keep it here. I never really did share the stats with you. Now we're all the way into the fourth quarter. Four DeSales right now. Leifert and Miedema each with 14 to lead the Irish. Bobby Holtzinger has 9. 7 for Tim Warden. 2 for Joe Baffney. Four for Jack Lesko. And Frankie Warden has 7. Four college plays. Just adding it up as I go down their list. Case has 8. Colton Amata leads all scorers with 17. Braden Hill has 14. 8 for Renee Sanchez. 5 for Shoemate. 10 for Jamison. 2 for Howard, and 5 points for Michael Perot. So College Place has points from 8 different players. The Irish have points from 4, 5, 6, 7 different players. A lot of offense tonight. 6:40 to go. Hawks line up 4 players along the left side of the key. Hill gets it to Hamada. A little 8-footer. Bounces off the iron. Won't go. Long rebound. Baffney and Hamada fighting for it. Goes out of bounds. Last touch by Joe Baffney. 69-59. DeSales down 10. 6:35 to go in the game. Here at the Edward Jones Christmas Classic. Winner will play tomorrow at 6 o'clock against Troy Idaho. Inside to James. A kick out to Case. Case fires a three. Won't go. But he's fouled by Joe Baffney. Joe Baffney fouled the jump shooter, Reagan Case. And he has a chance to become the fourth Hawk player in double figures if he can hit a couple free throws. The Hawks are 5 for 9 from the line unofficially. Case hits the first one. He's got 9 points. He misses the second one, but it was a 3-point attempt, so he'll get the third try. 70-59. College Place up by 11. It's crosstown rivals. College Place Case misses the third one. Rebound Frucci. Frucci into front court, knocked away, gets the ball back, picks a wild shot, won't go. Rebound Hill. Hill outlet to Jamison. Jamison behind the defense. He'll slam it with both hands. And the College Place fans love it. Jamison, the 6'8 senior with a two-handed flush. 72-59 Hawks. Leifert with Hamad on him, right corner to Frucci. Frucci drives in lane, puts up a tough runner, won't go, rebound Case. College Place trying to get some control back in this one. Their 20-point lead got knocked down to 10. It's back up to 13, and they have the ball. 5:45 to go. Shoemate to Hamada, steps into a long one. It's way short off the glass. Shoemate's got a his putback, won't go. Tipped again. Baffney saves it from going out of bounds to Lesko, and we have a reach and foul on Colton Hamada. And Hamada picks up his third on Hamada. And Jack Lesko will shoot the front end of a one-on-one. He's a perfect 4 for 4 from the line. Keep in mind, all of the stats I share with you are very unofficial. Jack hits the, it spun in and out, kissed the glass and went back in. So Jack gets the first one. He's now 5 for 5 from the line. All 5 of his points in the game. 72-60 College Place. Second free throw is also good. 72-61, 5:35 to go. Hamada, baseball pass, full court to Shoemate. Shoemate puts up an 8-footer, won't go, rebound Jamison, he lays it in. Hamada beats the defense with the over-the-top pass. Jamison's got 14. Leifert spins in the lane, and he traveled. Caught the ball just inside the foul line and got his feet tangled up. Really no defensive pressure. Unforced turnover on the Irish. 74-61 Hawks. Hamada against Irish full court pressure. Gets it to Hill in the front court to Shoemate. Shoemate to the top of the key to Jamison. Meet him on and backs him into the lane. 8-foot turnaround jump shot. Rolls and drops. Jamison getting hot. That dunk shot. Now there's a steal on the inbound by Case. He scores. He's fouled. Case steals the inbound. Fouled by Leifert. 78-61 Hawks open and back up to a 17-point advantage. Reagan Case in double figures now with 11. The Sales boys, most points they've given up in a game this year, 65. They've given up 79 right now. 70 as Case hits a free throw. And there's a 5-second call. Bobby Holtzinger can't get the ball inbounds against Hill. The Hawk fans love it. A hectic end of that third quarter where the Irish erased some of a 20-point deficit, but the Hawks starters have the momentum back now. Coach Jessup rested them late in that third quarter, and they're getting after the Irish right now at 79-61 with the ball. Cross-court pass to Jamison. Takes Miedema inside. We got a whistle and a foul on Matt Miedema as Jamison went by him. And 4:43 to go in the game. Jamison will shoot the front end of a 1-1. 79 points for College Place. They're high. That's their high of the season. I'll look at that again as Jamison hits the first free throw. Let's see. They had 78 versus Dayton Waitsburg. Yeah, that was their previous high. Jamison hits them both. 81-61, 20-point lead for College Place. Baffney in the front court, pass slapped away. Jamison has a loose ball. Now to Hamada. Colton goes by Lesko. Jack tries to steal it. Colton gets it back. Left wing pass to Case. Case will fire the three and hit it. The College Place kids on Christmas vacation. Here at the Christmas tournament, they're having a lot of fun. They're up 84-61. Bobby drives the other way, loses the handle, goes right to Shoemate. It's a turnover fest for the Irish. To Shoemate, to Jamison, he lays it in. Coach Fazari just going to watch it play out, it looks like. Irish on 86-61. Holtzinger throws it over Frankie Warden's head. And the Irish boys really getting frustrated now. The Hawks having a lot of fun. Timeout on the floor. 4:02 to play. Irish down 86-61 on 100.7 FM KHSS.
McDonald's Erin Insurance provides for all of your insurance needs, including commercial, winery, farm, crop, auto, flood, life, health, long-term care, renters, and homeowners insurance. The McDonald's Erin team includes more than 20 agents offering professional advice on all types of insurance matters. Give Dan Baffney, Doug Borth, Sean Borth, or David Borth a call today at 525-5730. Located at 22 East Main Street in Walla Walla and 305 East Main Street in Dayton, that's McDonald's Erin Insurance. This team works for you.
Imagine your child has a cavity filled and leaves the dentist with no numbness. None. Dr. Stacy at Walla Walla Pediatric Dentistry is the first and only dentist in the community to utilize the cutting-edge technology called Solia. It's a powerful dental laser that allows most procedures to be done without a drill or local anesthesia. Your child will be able to eat and talk normally after the appointment and go right back to school. To learn more, call Walla Walla Pediatric Dentistry at 522-0555. That's 522-0555.
This is KHSS. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Well, a high-scoring third quarter where the Irish actually outscored the Hawks 26-23 to get within 19. Actually had it down to 10 at one point in that third quarter. But it's all Hawks in the fourth quarter. Jamison comes the other way, takes it from half court, goes coast to coast, and lays it in. 12 points in the quarter for Jamison. Coach Fazari has emptied his bench after the timeout. Holtzinger's still in there, but he's got Drake Scott, Bailey Lesko, and Ryan Chase off the bench. Frucci and Holtzinger in there. Now Holtzinger's out, and Frankie Warden checks back in. Just not the sales' night against a very good Hawks team that now leads 88-61. Case, Hill, Jamison, three starters for Coach Jessup's team, along with Sanchez and Howard. Chase shadowing Case, gets it to Howard. Chase on Case. Case has it back on the right baseline, cut off. Pass to left elbow to Howard. 15-footer, he's got it. Confidence, confidence, confidence. College Place is an offensive-minded team. 90 points. We might have to see if that ones digit in the hundreds place will light up. And we got a foul in backcourt as Case fouls Warden. Hawks are 10 points away from 100 with 3 minutes left. And that's the fifth foul on Reagan Case. He had 6 points in this quarter unofficially, 7 points in this quarter, 15 for the game. Fouls out with 3:04 to go. And the big College Place crowd loves it. They're going to go above 500 at 4-3. The Irish boys are going to drop the 2-4. Warden's first free throw's off the mark. Rebound tipped around. Drake Scott ends up with it. Splits the defense. Has his shot blocked by Jamison and controlled by Hill. And then Bailey Lesko knocks it away from Hill in front of the College Place bench. Till the inbound in the right corner to Jamison. Goes right by Scott and dunks it on the baseline. As Joel Jamison, having a little fun now, went right by Drake Scott and dunked it two-handed on the baseline. 92-61, and we have a whistle and a foul on the College Place pressing the inbound. Their game is pace, 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 fast pace all the time, but at some point when you've got the big lead, you might want to start calling off the dog, so to speak. The foul was on Howard. It's his first. And Coach Jessup will get Jamison out of the ballgame. And Hill is Travis Leifert, the freshman. And Eli Durand, a 6-foot sophomore, check in. So Jamison got the two-handed dunk on the baseline drive. Chase's second free throw is good. Ryan Chase gets into the book. Timeout, College Place. Coach Jessup going to set his strategy for the final 2:41 of the game with his reserves on the floor and leading 92-63. We'll be right back on 100.7 FM KHSS.
A portion of today's programming is brought to you by the Elmenhurst Chiropractic Clinic, 903 Howard Street, here in Walla Walla. Their phone number, 525-4160. See Dr. Dale or Dr. Dan for all of your chiropractic needs.
Happy holidays, Walla Walla Valley. All of us at Walla Walla Carpet One would like to thank all of our customers for another successful year. We'd like to invite you to visit our showroom for all of your last-minute projects and to help us clean out our warehouse for a year-end inventory. If you need Coratec vinyl plank, we have it. If you need Karastan, Shaw, Tuftex, or Mohawk carpet, we have it. Sheet vinyl, we have it. Hardwood, we have it. Also, don't miss our super cool window display and treats for all kids until Christmas. Walla Walla Carpet One, where we make beautiful affordable. 1611 West Rose Street at the Walla Walla Town Center.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Well, the College Place boys have been impressive. Their score by quarter, 20, 23, 23, and they have 23 here in the fourth quarter with 2:41 to go in the game, leading 92-63. Both teams might end up with their highest point totals of the season. Well, College Place for sure. Jack Lesko knocks away from Lifert. Now Bailey Lesko, his senior brother, as it gets it to Frucci. Frucci fires a three. He hits it. Troy Frucci's first basket of the game. Irishtown 92-66. Sanchez to Howard. Howard, Sanchez, Travis Lifert, a freshman. Michael Perot, the senior's out there. And we've got a whistle and a foul is on Bailey Lesko. And each team is over the limit. There's been a lot of fouls this game. Double bonus for both teams. Travis Lifert, the freshman, will get a chance to get into the scorebook. His first free throw is off the mark. 92-66. College or Place in front. They're going to go to 4-3 on the season and play for the Edward Jones Christmas Classic Championship. Lifert hits the second free throw, 93-66. Frucci on the drive the other way, puts it up off the glass, won't go, rebound Drake Scott. Drake Scott puts it in, and he's fouled. Well, the nice thing about this for both teams, or both coaches anyway, not necessarily both teams, guess it's one and the same, there's no JV games during this Christmas tournament, so a lot of the younger players, the reserves for both teams, are getting minutes. So Drake Scott will get a chance to complete the three-point play. He misses a free throw. The foul was on Howard. He'll inbound it now to Travis Lifert. As Scott missed a free throw and the rebound went out of bounds. Travis Lifert on the dribble drive. Scoops around, pass off to Duran. Duran can't handle it, and it's taken away by Jack Lesko. Yeah, looks like College Place will not get to 100. Lesko on the drive, splits the defense, underhanded scoop shot, his first field goal of the game. He's got 8 points total. Duran with it, now to Howard, back to Duran. Duran in the lane to Lifert, the freshman, little hook shot, he scores it. Wow, nice play inside. The 5'8 freshman found room to shoot. 95-70, DeSales down by 25. Frucci on the drive, and his lay-in attempt too strong. Rebound, Scott kicks out to Lesko. That's Jack, gets it to Chase. Chase, 15-footer, left elbow, won't go. Drake Scott, another rebound, powers it up inside. He's fouled by Perot. 95-70, exactly 1 minute left. And Drake Scott will go back to the free throw line where he missed one a moment ago. A lot of free throws shot by DeSales. They had 20 attempts going into this fourth quarter. I think this is their eighth and ninth attempts here in this quarter. Drake misses the first one. The DeSales boys will play at 3:30 against Moses Lake Christian in the consolation game. Scott misses them both. College Place with the rebound. Lifert gets it to Howard at the right elbow. Kick out to Sanchez. Three on the way. He's got it. Another player in double figures for the Hawks. Sanchez has 11 on three threes and a two. They get it to Chase. Chase fires a three. He hits it. Ryan Chase has 5 in the quarter. 98-73. 31 seconds left. I forgot about that. That three has him within a basket of 100. 31 seconds left. 98-73. I don't know that – I've been doing this a long time. I don't know that we've ever given up 100 points. Lyford in the right corner to Perot. Perot goes baseline on Chase. Goes up strong, won't go. Rebound tip, goes out of bounds. Last touch by College Place. So the Irish, 17.7 seconds left. Coach Jessup will call off the press. Chloe Frucci will walk it into front court. No fouls, says Coach Jessup. So Frucci will get it to Chase. And the Irish look like they'll just dribble it out here so College Place can't get it back and score 100. Bailey Lesko with it. He'll drive in, put it up at the buzzer, and he scores it. So Bailey Lesko gets a buzzer beater, but the Hawks get everything else. 98-75, our final score. We'll be right back with the totals on 100.7 FM KHSS.
When it comes to life, there's so much to see. More to see than can ever be seen, in fact. That's why at Valley Vision, our mission is caring for your eyesight. Valley Vision is a full-service optometry clinic that uses the latest in computer and laser instrumentation. Your personal care is our way of life, our reason for being at Valley Vision. Seeing better is one thing. We want you to look better, too. Your eyes won't believe our frame selection and styles. Valley Vision, 22 West Main Street, Walla Walla.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer every time, making sure that your commercial computer network stays running to keep your business going strong. Doyle Computer Solutions. From networks to servers to individual workstations, Doyle Computer Solutions has the staff and experience that you can rely on. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
Here we are in another commercial full of rhymes.
To tell you how Fazari's is keeping up with the times.
It's a whole new menu you will love to see.
Our sandwiches, pasta, pizza are now in HD.
Your complete satisfaction is still our mission.
But you won't see our pies in anything but high definition.
So be careful when you change the channel to your favorite show.
It might just cause you to head to Fazari's to dine in or a pizza to go.
Oh, boys, you make HD stand for hot and delicious.
Mamma mia.
Fazari's Finest on Bridge Street in Clarkston and at Fazari's.com.
Hard work necessary. Long days and nights required. Weekends and holidays a must. Sounds like a help wanted ad for your Carrier comfort system, right? Let Grassy Refrigeration make the job easier with a planned service agreement. We'll routinely check to make sure all components are running efficiently and uncover any potential problems before your system needs a leave of absence. Plus, you'll benefit from priority service and a discount on Carrier parts and labor. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
We're back live to wrap things up here. The first day of the Edward Jones Christmas Classic is in the books. And a very wild and offensively entertaining boys basketball game. College Place boys put up 98 points and beat DeSales 98-75. It was a high-scoring first quarter by both teams, 20-16 Hawks. After 8 minutes, the Irish were down 18-9 at one point in the quarter, but got it down to 4. And then the Hawks really got after DeSales in the second quarter, outscoring them 23-10 to lead the Irish by 17 at the half, 43-26. Both teams in a wild third quarter. The Irish scored 26. The Sales scored 23. Coach Chip's team was up by 20 points in that third quarter, but then took out all of his starters. The Sales turned up the heat the last few minutes of the quarter. Matt Meadham has scored 10 in the quarter. Andrew Lyford scored 8 in the quarter, and the Irish got back within 10 points. Then the College Place starters came in and made a statement. They scored 29 fourth quarter points. The Sales tried to keep up, scoring 23, but the Hawks blow the Irish out on their home floor, on the DeSales home floor, 98-75. I remember one time years ago, we gave up, I think, 95 to Columbia Burbank in a rough game where we got out. We just did not have a very good team that year, and they did. But College Place boys, every quarter, 20, 23, and 23, and then their best quarter offensively of the game, 29 points in the fourth quarter. DeSales drops to 2-4 on the season, and they will play Moses Lake Christian at 3:30 in the consolation game of this D.A. Davidson Christmas Classic. And then College Place Boys will take on Troy, Idaho, who beat Moses Lake Christian by 30, 61-31. We'll add up the totals, share those with you, look at the bracket specifically, and wrap things up when we come back. College Place Hawks, 98. DeSales Irish Boys, 75. We'll be right back on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Owning a pet is a big responsibility that requires thought and planning on the prospective owner's part. Before bringing a new pet into your home, consider the following. Does your pet fit in with all members of your family, including infants, toddlers, and any senior citizens that may live with you? Can you cope with an animal that requires daily attention to food, exercise, and well-being? This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
At Coffee Cravings, our baristas have an exceptional knowledge of espresso and all of the other elements that make our espresso drinks stand out from the rest. We use the finest ingredients, of course, which are essential, but our fantastic baristas are what make our espresso drinks so special. Fast, family-friendly, knowledgeable service with a smile. Our staff is waiting to serve you. Find out for yourself why we're the best at Coffee Cravings, 801 West Poplar Street and 1615 East Isaacs Avenue, Walla Walla.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Yeah, we're back live. The Irish boys fall to 2-4 on the season and an offensive show put on by the College Place Hawks. The Irish boys tried to keep up. The Sales scored 75 points, their highest point total of the season by quite a bit. The Irish boys' previous highest point game was 69 in their win over Burbank last Friday. But the Hawks scored 98. Their previous highest game was 78 against Dayton Waitsburg in their season opener. So they upped that by 20 and will play Troy, Idaho tomorrow in the Edward Jones Christmas Classic Championship game. Let's look at the scoring totals, of course, unofficial. Four DeSales and their 75 points. Coach Fazari got 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 players in the game. All 11 scored. Bailey Lesko had 2. Joe Baffney had 2. Drake Scott had 2. 3 for Croy Frucci. Tough night for Coy offensively. 5 points for Ryan Chase, 7 points for Tim Warden. 6'3 senior, didn't see him in the game much in the second half. Matt, 9 points for Bobby Holtzinger, all in the first quarter. 6'2 senior had a tough night after that first 8 minutes. 7 points for Frankie Warden. I'm starting to lose my place a little bit. 8 points for Jack Lesko. And then two players in double figures. Andrew Lyford, 14 points. Matt Meadham with 14, 12 in the second half. Matt had 10 in that third quarter when the Irish tried to make a little bit of a comeback there when Coach Jessup went to his bench. I did miss a basket in that third quarter somewhere. I'll figure that out at some point here. And the Irish bright spot in this game, free throw shooting, 21 of 26. That's about 85%. Pretty good showing there, including 6 of 6 in the fourth quarter. Scoring for the Hawks, a lot of it, 98 points. Paul Jessup got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 players in the game. 9 of them score points. From lowest to highest, Travis Lyford had 3, 4 for Cameron Howard, 5 for Michael Perot, 5 for Jackson Shoemate, and then 5 players in double figures. 11 for Renee Sanchez, 14 for Braden Hill, 15 for Reagan Chase. The 5'11 senior actually fouled out with 3 minutes to go, but not before scoring 7 of his 15 points in the first 5 minutes of the fourth quarter. 17 for Colton Amata, and he hit some three-point bombs. He did not score in the fourth quarter. And then Joel Jamison, the 6'8 senior, the Irish contained him reasonably well in the first half. No field goals and two free throws in the first quarter. Ended up with 8 points at the half. Had only 10 points going into the fourth quarter. Then he went off in the fourth quarter as he scored 14 of his 24 points, including two dunk shots, one in kind of transition. The other one was on a baseline drive when the Irish had gone to their bench. Then he was 4 for 4 from the free throw line. Joel Jamison, quite a second half for him. He leads all scorers with 24 points. So like I said, I did miss one basket in that third quarter. Matt Miedema was 6 field goals. I only had him for 5. All right, Matt Miedema was hot in that third quarter. I had him for 10 points in the quarter. He had 12, so Matt has 16, and that gives him the scoring lead for the Irish. All right, glad we took care of that. A lot of fouls in the ball game. 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 16, 18, 20, 21, 22, 23. 24 fouls unofficially on the Hawks. And the Irish took advantage at the line, but certainly no chance to keep up with the Hawks at the offensive end. The Irish committed 7, 9, 10, 13, 14, 15 fouls, 10 in the second half unofficially. Well, the boys fall to 2-4. The overall bracket looks like this. First day of basketball here at the Edward Jones Christmas Classic. In the first game of the day, a girls' game, the Lady Brewster Bears beat Grant Union of John Day, Oregon, 46-25. Troy, Idaho beat Moses Lake Christian's boys 61-31 in the second game. The Lady Irish beat the College Place Lady Hawks 48-44 in the third game. Coach Duncan pleased with his girls' offensive improvement after averaging just 22 points a game in three losses last week. He named two players of the game. Both freshmen, Morgan Thomas, led the Lady Irish with 15. Emeline Jimenez scored 6, scoring in every quarter but the first, and a lot of speed up and down the floor for that freshman. So Thomas and Jimenez are Dairy Queen players of the game on the girls' side. The Lady Irish even their record at 3-3. The College Place girls fall to 2-4. And then in the nightcap, the College Place boys got a split of the girl-boy doubleheader in convincing and entertaining fashion, beating the DeSales boys 98-75 to win going away. So tomorrow's schedule looks like this. In the losers bracket girls game at 2 p.m., it will be Grant Union versus College Place. At 3:30 in the boys' consolation game, it will be DeSales versus Moses Lake Christian. In game 3 at 5 p.m., it will be the girls' championship game with DeSales girls taking on the Brewster Lady Bears, a traditionally very, very good team from the Central League up north near the Canadian border. And the boys' championship game, the boys' trophy game, will be College Place versus Troy, Idaho. The Troy, Idaho boys sat and watched College Place score 98. And they're out shooting around now. And they'll be ready to roll. That'll be quite a challenge for them after beating Moses Lake Christian today 61-31. That's why you play these tournaments. Non-league competition against teams you normally wouldn't play. And build some momentum heading into the league slate. Well, College Place and DeSales are very familiar with each other. They get a split in this doubleheader. Our Dairy Queen player of the game on the boys' side, we're going to go with Matt Miedema. He had a big second half, 12 points in that third quarter when the Irish made their final attempt to get back in it. So Matt Miedema, our Dairy Queen player of the game on the boys' side, but the Irish lose it 98-75. To fall to 2-4 on the season. The Irish girls are at 500. And they snapped a three-game losing streak and get to 3-3 on the year. The College Place boys get above 500 at 4-3 and continue their pattern of win-loss, 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 and a win. Hopefully they can break that tomorrow against Troy, Idaho. The College Place girls, after two wins to start the season, they've now lost four in a row, and Coach Hill's girls will try to get some confidence back against Grant Union tomorrow. So we have either a DeSales or a College Place team involved in every game tomorrow. The College Place girls to lead it off at 2 p.m., the DeSales boys at 3:30, the DeSales girls at 5 p.m., and the College Place boys in the trophy game on the boys' side at 6:30 p.m. Well, I hope that all made a little bit of sense. This double header broadcast is over. College Place Hawks and DeSales Irish Radio tonight. And the two teams, the girls win for DeSales, the boys win for College Place. With that, continue to wish you Merry Christmas season. Please patronize all of our great sponsors who bring these broadcasts to you. Great job back at the studio, as always, by Mark. And with that, I'll say God bless and Merry Christmas. This is Mike Spees, and I'm sending you back to the studios of 100.7 FM KHSS.
We hope you've enjoyed this broadcast of Fighting Irish Sports Action on 100.7 FM KHSS. We now return you to our regularly scheduled programming.